and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, John Statler, on this Thursday, the 28th of, that's right, it's still April, fourth of the year gone. Where did it go, folks? We're so engrossed in what is going on around us, time is slipping away. Not a quality of life, basic survival mode. That's not the America that I want. That's not the America we need. And it's certainly not the America I want to die in. My guest this afternoon, second hour with Lindsay Williams, author of Energy Non-Crisis, and he's made an offer to the listeners out there, and we'll have him repeat that before we let him go. And if you want to join us online, you can go to rbnlive.com and listen to the broadcast. You can listen to us international shortwave on satellite, AM, FM, radio. Seek out the programming, folks. Seek out the information, because we talk about real things. Not Michael Jackson trial. Not Mr. Bush's wag the dog, I'm going to fix Social Security. None of these issues, ladies and gentlemen. We deal with real issues that affect all of us. And I had a caller that I held over from last hour, Don in Ohio, and you wanted to make your third point. Go ahead.
Well, what I was trying to say, I guess, is like in 911, they had all the pop options on the airliners that basically they bet that the airliners would lose a lot of money before 9/11, and somebody took a whole lot of money out of it. Now, before they start drilling oil in Alaska, since you know we didn't get the true story on who actually made the money on the pre and 9/11 pop options, are we ever going to find out who's going to make the money on the pop options or the derivatives, you know, before they start drilling for oil up there?
Don, national debt is probably the greatest consideration that George Bush must make in relation to the derivative of the drilling in Anwar. He knows that this national debt must be bought by someone, and in order for that to happen, Americans must be kept obligated to foreign sources. So whatever is produced in Anwar, be assured he would not put in this energy bill who was going to get that oil, because he couldn't afford to. If the American people knew the truth, they'd probably skin him alive. So national debt. Do you realize what phenomenal debt we have right now? And unless the Arabs were presently buying it, and Japan, who gets probably 60% of the oil off the North Slope of Alaska, and some other countries, if they were not buying our national debt right now, the American dollar would literally go through the floor on the world market. So the first consideration is going to have to be national debt.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. John, Bill, and others, hang on. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We invite you on the program today. And with any information that you have, or if you'd like to ask questions or comment on the subject matter we're talking about today, we are talking with Lindsay Williams, author of Energy Non-Oil Crisis, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've drinking stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, folks, there's a crunch on for energy. According to some reports, they're saying that last year Asia consumed more oil than North America. And ironically, the two countries that are gobbling up most of the oil is China and India. Now, if you think about this situation, what the United States has done is wrapped its loving arms around China. We are moving American companies over there. We're pumping billions of dollars into their economies. People are getting off their little bicycles, and they want to be like Western people and drive cars. Same with India, ladies and gentlemen. We have done everything that we could to... Well, modernize and westernize not only China, but also India, with little or no regard to the oil that they're consuming. And if you look at the situation, we have two oil-rich countries, that's right. China and India are already moved aggressively to strengthen their relations with the Sudan and Iran. Now, Iran, sitting on a lot of oil themselves, they want to build nuclear power plants. A lot of the energy that's being used, ladies and gentlemen, is for electricity. So what would be wrong with Iran building their nuclear power plants to take care of their energy needs for electricity, which would allow them to free up, that's right, the one commodity that's going to be a growing demand for on Earth. That's right, especially since these two countries, since we've outsourced a lot of jobs to their countries, and there's a little higher standard of living, and they're able to buy cars, and, of course, they need more energy. What short-sightedness in Washington, D.C. expected these countries to start gearing up and westernizing without considering the consumption of oil and what that might do to our already insane non-energy policy in this country that they've been toying with for some 30 years? Folks, they're not that short-sighted. If you create the crisis, well, then you can manipulate and you can charge whatever you want to. And I'm in agreement with you, Lindsay. I think you probably will see gas go to $3, maybe even $4. It may not hit that high because I think at that point in time they'd be looking to tar and feather George Bush and the White House. But it's a realistic and probable scenario that this summer you're going to see gas hit because we've already discussed the issues of we have undercapacity in refining in this country. Well, that was intentionally done. The oil companies, on one hand, are saying, well, we're not really not interested in building new cracking plants. At one time, they had 400, and they had what they deemed at that time an overcapacity, so they start shutting things down that would grant them more money. Well, I can play the same game. If I've got a product and a lot of people want it, all I have to do is cut back on the production of it and charge more for the product, especially if it's one, and we're not talking about a luxury need here, folks. We're talking about energy, oil, gasoline, heating oil. That's right, gas, also natural gas. So control and manipulate, maximize your profits, and we can create some chaos, and we can do whatever we want to in the global energy supply. Lindsay, I'd brought up this point many, many times before. And during the 70s, when we had our first non-oil crisis, completely manufactured, we had gas prices that soared, people waiting for hours in line for... Well, you know, you were rationed your gasoline. You know, you could only buy so much. I mean, the whole thing was so bizarre. But we have the capacity in this country. The oil companies themselves have started to market, or they did this years ago, with non-petroleum-based products. One comes to mind, Mobil Oil. They came out with their synthetic lubricants. Do you have any grasp of what this country uses in the way of lubricants, oil and lubricants for heavy industry, the automobile, whatever the case may be? If people were to switch to these products, which, by the way, costs a little bit more, in some cases 50% more, say if you buy a quart of this synthetic oil, it'll cost you maybe double what you're used to paying for a regular quart of oil, the fossil kind, but it lasts many times, two or three times longer. Lindsay, do you have any idea if we were to go to these synthetic lubricants and start weaning ourselves off of this large demand for oil and started opening up Prudhoe Bay and start uncapping these wells inside the United States, once again opened up the exploration, and as I said in last hour, that they've gotten really good. These oil companies don't sink a pipe unless they know they're going to hit oil. Do you have any idea about this?
Create a problem, then create a solution. This has been their method of operation for years. You say that George Bush, they'd string him up, so to speak, if price of gasoline went to $4 a gallon. Not if the crisis were created correctly. Now, he created a crisis in weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. As a result, he could afford to see 1,531 soldiers already dead, plus no telling how many maimed and sent back home with broken families, been away from their wives for a year, year and a half, and their families, children hardly know their dad. You see, they created a problem. Weapons of mass destruction never existed. Totally phony. That's exactly what they're doing right now with energy. There's plenty of gas. There's plenty of energy, plenty of crude oil on the north slope of Alaska. They have no shortage whatsoever. All they need to do is allow it to be produced, but they don't dare because then there'd be no one to buy our national debt. So they create a problem. Then they create a solution in another form, blind the minds and the eyes of the American people. And this, the very thing that you're just talking about right now, in all of these other products that are there, also the byproducts. Well, let's consider the roads in America that are paved with asphalt. And how many billions of dollars of additional money are going out in contracts, oftentimes, as you say, to Halliburton and others, whom our vice president was connected with. Every bit of this is done for the purpose of their own people. And then when we come over to Iraq, this $84 billion in Iraq, you know there's not 1 ounce of accountability as to where any of that money goes to. How much of it winds up in foreign bank accounts? Oftentimes, maybe even, it's so amazing to me that a president goes in fairly well-to-do and comes out a multimillionaire.
Well, we're also told, Lindsay, that, Iraq has a lot of oil, and our little venture over there, well, it's going to pay for itself because we'll have the Iraqi people with their large deposits of oil over there paying their own bill for their own liberation.
There's only one problem. We're facing something there that no army on the face of the earth has ever faced before, and especially the military of the United States of America. We're facing a religious war, and these people are willing to tie explosives around their belt, put them in their automobiles, and for the sake of Allah, go out and do what they're doing. And I think Major General Smedley Butler, one of the great generals of past years in America, in fact, he was such an amazing man that one time someone said to General MacArthur, "General Butler is somewhat like you." And his reply was, "No, I wish I were like him." That's how much President MacArthur thought of him. And General Smedley Butler wrote, "War is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. Only a small inside group knows what it is about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the very many. Out of war, a few people make huge fortunes." We could sum it all up right there.
And it's fascinating to me. Lindsay, you're right. You're absolutely correct when you say that this is contrived. It is manipulated. We are hearing now that there may possibly be 500,000 to 700,000 troops in the Middle East. We are building bases all around, in and around Iran. We're building them near the Caspian Sea so we can protect the oil interest up there. They have long-term plans with this. They're not interested in short-term solutions for this failing economy. They're not interested in shoring up that dollar, which is losing credibility on every market around the planet because, quite frankly, nobody wants to deal with a country that has been so irresponsible with its own budget processes. As I said, and I'm not joking, folks, over $70 trillion in federal government obligation and already accumulated debt. They don't want to deal with this anymore because what they're looking at is a country that's economy is soon to collapse. And they don't want to deal with this. They're hedging their bets right now and moving to the euro, using other mechanisms. They don't want to deal with the United States. And most go ahead.
Any Arab country who has not already signed an agreement with the United States of America, such as Saudi Arabia did, to denominate in American dollars, is not going to do it from this point forward. And any of them who have a choice are going to denominate in euros or something else. And, John, I'm so glad you touched on this because you're right. The American dollar, our economy, we are in big trouble.
All right. We'll take your calls. We're coming up on a break. Let me squeeze one in here real quick. John in New York, you've been holding the longest. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to be real brief here. I got about four things. Number one is, as we pull oil out of the ground, I was talking with an engineer from New Mexico in the oil industry, and he says as we pull the oil out of, like, Saudi Arabia, we're creating the earthquakes of Turkey because something, the ground settling, we're pulling so much out, something has got to give, and that's what's happening. Number two, we have oil reserves of coal oil sludge that has been found out by the EPA. There's two city bus garages in Nevada, I believe, and Caterpillar, which developed it for a diesel fuel or a gas fuel at 60 miles a gallon, has been developed and just covered up, and yet we got lakes of coal sludge that's a problem, and yet we're not using it. It's another cover-up point. Another point is when NASA landed on the moon, supposedly, when that's an argumentative point, they took off from the moon with a rocket that had no mass of fuel to it, and I question whether it was like use of Tesla's pulling energy from the atmosphere to shoot that rocket back into orbit to...
Well, okay, I'll tell you what, John, hold on. You're rushing because the break's coming up. Don't rush. We'll just hold you over. 800-313-9443. Folks, we're discussing the energy non-oil crisis today, but for those that want to cause chaos and rape us all, well, we're going to come up with some solutions for that. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
John, you're online, and you were hurrying up to make your points before the break. One thing that you brought up that I never, ever considered was the reason why they're having so many earthquakes in Turkey is because they're sucking all the oil out of the ground in Saudi Arabia, and that leaves a gap. And, well, nature abhors a vacuum or a gap, so it's going to fill it with something, and it's going to be dirt and rock, and it's going to go in the way of earthquakes. I never even considered that before.
Well, considering on that aspect, you know, if you hit somebody with a motor vehicle and it's a vehicular manslaughter, you didn't mean to do it, but there's still responsibility. Now, who's responsible? The turkey, if you ask the question. Another thing is on fuel here, you know, as I was pointing out, as they took this, the spaceship from the moon back in orbit, there wasn't no big rocket body under it, and yet it was a big piece of mass of iron and bodies and all that. They got them up out of the moon's orbit. Maybe it's one-tenth the pull of our Earth, but it wasn't one-tenth the size of the fuel sludge underneath it, and yet they got it up there. So if they did do this, which is speculative, they pulled the energy probably from the atmosphere, as Tesla used to write about back in the 20s, and were able to do that. So they had this energy. They haven't built a fuel cell or another generating plant for gasoline because they probably have this knowledge and thought it would be exposed already. I have a gentleman working with me in which he's told me that, and I've tried it already, it works, that you can take like an arc of a welder and arc it underwater and release the hydrogen. Well, we've done that. And then we got thinking, well, there's more hydrogen in like fuel such as gasoline or in diesel fuel or kerosene. So we've done it in kerosene, and we're getting a lot of hydrogen without much energy.
Well, and ironically, John, I am reading exactly that as you brought it up.
And so anyhow, we're trying this, and I've set up a generator now. It's a 10,000-volt arcer out of a fuel or an oil-fired furnace, and I'm setting that up so I can measure it and see what the energy input is and all those kind of numbers, and we're going to put it out on the Internet so that everybody has access to it. I'm not worried about selling it. I'm just worried about everybody getting the information so we can stop this because our children need fuel in the future, and we don't need to be creating earthquakes because we're pulling so much from ourselves. And is also that Mars probe that they sent out there, and they're using nuclear power for it, to invent that, to get it all ready. In New Mexico, they had 247 nuclear accidents in that one project, and when they did send it out and whatnot, it was 47 kilograms of plutonium. If it ever came back in the atmosphere and destroyed itself, it'd probably kill us. And, what else? And.
Well, hold on to that thought. I want to explore this for a second and explain to people what hydrogen energy is. And it's... it's the most abundant thing in the entire universe. It's the simplest of elements. An atom of hydrogen consists of only one proton and one electron. It is also the most plentiful element, as I said, in the entire universe. Despite its simplicity and abundance, hydrogen doesn't occur naturally as gas, say, on Earth here. It's always combined with other elements. Water, for example, is a combination of hydrogen, oxygen, H2O. Hydrogen is also found in many organic compounds, notably the hydrocarbons that make up many of our fuels, such as gas, natural gas, gasoline, methanol, propane. Now, that can be separated, as you said, from the hydrocarbons through the application of heat as a process known as reforming. Currently, most hydrogen is made this way from natural gas. An electrical current can be used to separate water into its components of oxygen and hydrogen, and it's known as electrolysis. Hydrogen is a high energy, yet engines that burn pure hydrogen produce almost no pollutions. So there is all sorts of technologies, and what they concentrated on most was wind power. Well, if you've ever looked at California and their wind farms, it's depends on the wind. If you have steady trade winds, well, that's fine. I guess you could do that, but that is not a solution. Wind, solar energy, that's the technology isn't there to make it viable for the individual. So we're still stuck in this energy matrix. But there are things that have been developed and have been developed over the years that could have been implemented if somebody would have taken a sane approach to this and said, well, look, you know, okay, just for the, let's play devil's advocate for a second. Let's say the world is running out of oil, which it is not, but it's the same old manipulation game. There still could have been other viable alternatives to oil. And I'll say this again. I've brought it up many times that synthetic fuels, synthetic lubricants, that can displace a lot of our oil usage in this car. Lindsay, how many millions of cars and trucks do we have on the highway? These synthetic lubricants can be used in industry. I mean, we could displace maybe up to 25% of our oil usage by using synthetics, which we already have the technology. It's already on the markets. But I'm sure the energy companies would probably say that, well, we don't have capacity to meet that demand either.
There are alternatives, and these alternatives can be developed. It's going to take a while to develop them. But
in the meantime,
there again, we get back to the fact that there's no way in this world that President Bush can allow this to be developed or in any way subsidize any of these other things that would work, hydrogen or anything else, imagine, because our national debt must be bought by the Arab countries that we're getting our oil from. He's stuck. He can't go anywhere.
All right, John in New York, thank you for your call. John in Oklahoma will bring you up after the break. Our guest today, Lindsay Williams, author of Energy Non-Crisis, and he has quite a collection of books and information and videos. We're going to tell you how you can put your hands on those right after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We'll take John in Oklahoma's call here in a second. Lindsay, you made a special offer to our listeners, and if you would, repeat that offer for them, please.
John, I cannot afford to make this offer, yet on the other hand, I cannot afford not to make it because of the condition, catastrophic condition that this nation is in. My offer is I have produced 5 videotapes. Much of the material I don't have time to cover on the program today at all, but I've just produced a brand new one within the past 2 weeks. It's the story of an interview that I had. It's a videotape, 1 hour and 5 minutes long, of an interview that I had with a person who actually helped to set up all of this oil business with foreign countries. He tells how they did it. He tells the trust they did it through. He tells the details of how they went about it. I mean, this is in-depth, minute, and what their projected goal is and what they intend to do. If you get all 4 of my videotapes, each one of them 1 hour long, the energy non-crisis, my 2nd videotape, vaccinations, my 3rd one, deadly new diseases, my 4th one, torn from the land, I will give you as a gift my 5th videotape. Now, this is only the 2nd radio talk show I've ever said this on in my life. I will give you this 5th videotape as a gift, 1 hour and 7 minutes long, and a copy of all 4 of my books, The Energy Non-Crisis, To Seduce a Nation, my 3rd book, Syndrome of Control, and my latest book, You Can Live. These books would cost you over $35 if you went to the bookstore and bought them. They're full length, over 200 pages. They're not pamphlets, full color covers. As I say, I cannot afford to make this offer, yet on the other hand, I can't afford not to. Call this 800 number, 800-321-2900. Ask them for Lindsey Williams' full videotapes. Tell them I said that I will give the fifth one as a gift and all four of my books as a gift. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford not to do it. By the way, my videotapes are not copywritten. I don't have time to be greedy. Copy them, give them out to everybody you can. 800-321-2900.
And that number again?
That number again is 800-321-2900 for a gift of the videotape. All four of my books is a gift if you get all four of my videotapes.
All righty. Let's take one last call here for Lindsey Williams from John in Oklahoma. Hello, John. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Lindsey. My understanding is that you said something like they found no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There never were any or something like that. Is that correct?
That's exactly what the latest report of the investigation was presented to the president the other day. The report said there were no weapons of mass destruction, and there are not any now that to be found.
He's still there, John?
The guys under which he went to Iraq.
John? That was it, huh? Yeah, where has he been? I don't know where John has been. We knew that before we went into Iraq. Gulf War, or Desert Dust, as I like to call it, Part 2. We knew that before we went in. And, of course, Scott Ritter, he was an ex-Marine, a U.N. weapons inspector. The other U.N. weapons inspectors said the same thing. And they're now admitting it daily on the national news that, no, there was no weapons of mass destruction. The former head of the CIA said, whoops, you know, I briefed the president incorrectly. And it's all a scam, as you say, Lindsey. Lindsey Williams.
Create an artificial problem, create a solution to the problem. They did it in Iraq. 1,531 soldiers have died. They're doing it on the north slope of Alaska. Create a problem. $2.40 to $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump, over $3 in California. Then create a solution. Open up Anwar. Yeah, 5-6 years from now. They know good and well that Bush will be out by then. And the debt must be bought by Arab countries and third world countries and other countries. Every bit of it. Create a problem, create a solution. They have an agenda. I have one question to ask the listening audience today. Do you have an agenda? They do.
That's for sure. Lindsey Williams, I thank you, sir. I held you over about 40 minutes past what you were originally scheduled for, and I appreciate you spending the time. And folks, take advantage of Lindsey's free offer, 800-321-2900. That number again, 800-321-2900. Lindsey Williams, thank you, sir.
John, before we go, I want to say thank you to you and to Republic Broadcasting. You're doing a job that no one else in America is doing. It's because of talk show hosts like you that we are able to keep this country as free as we are. And I want everyone to know that I stand with you. I stand behind Republic Broadcasting. I have written a letter stating how much I appreciate the marvelous job that you and your lovely wife and others are doing there. God bless you. Keep up the good work. And I consider it a privilege to stay over on your program any day in the week.
All righty. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the sentiments. Lindsey Williams, ladies and gentlemen. It's the chaos, folks. It is the continual chaos. And the problem with this is that there is not enough information outlets that will give you the straight skinny and as to the who, what, where, and why. The global plans, the manipulators and the liars and the deceivers, they are not going to put this on mainstream, no matter how bad it gets in this country. They will fiddle the same tune, they'll let Rome burn, so to speak, and we'll go down in flames. How's that for mixing three metaphors? But it's true. And you're not going to get anything from the controlled medias. They're going to say exactly what they are told to say,
In many cases, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them because they're dealing with corporations that has some subsidiary. And, well, you just don't bite that hand, folks. You know, there are many reasons why the news media is not telling you the truth in this country, and we're here to do exactly that, to tell the truth. Because, quite frankly, I want my country back. I've got one of our hosts here on line from Phoenix, Arizona. I have Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, Mr. Stettmuller.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
I'm sitting here, Robbie, and I'm watching, geez, as the projections come out on, I heard today that, well, retail sales in this country over the past year have dropped some 50%. I am seeing indications. I just did a series of stories this week on the auto companies, and they're permanently shutting down plants. We have heard the terms 6-8 months ago, we're having a jobless recovery. I don't know exactly what that meant, but I do know it equates to one thing. There are no jobs in this country, and the situation is getting worse. I am amazed. But one thing about this is I watched the stock market. What did it do? It dropped, what, 125 points today?
128.
128 points. And then I sit back and I watch, on this very same day, I watch gold and silver inch up. There's a direct correlation between that, isn't there?
Well, there's no question. I mean, today it was just an excuse for the market to sell off. I mean, we are starting to see the initial early stages of the effects of paying $2.60 a gallon for gasoline. When people spend more for the basics of life, they pull in the reins of, the other products. Hence, you're going to see, weaknesses in other areas because people are forking out more for gasoline. I mean, I'm lucky just simply because I don't drive. But then again, I don't have a life. And so I fill up my car maybe once every 2 weeks. For people that have to commute an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours each day, which is a majority of people in the major metropolitan areas, it must be a huge expense that they are now having to deal with. And it's only going to get worse.
I watched a news story today. A guy was filling up his Humvee, and he was lamenting that it cost him $70 to fill it up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the people that use those gas cards, I think they have a limit. I could be wrong, but I think they only have a limit. You're only allowed to pump 50 bucks a gallon on a card. So
I watched somebody the other day that walked in with a $100 bill, and they'd filled up their truck, and the gas bill was $55, and they looked around and said, well, can we break this? I looked across the counter, and I said, are you insane? This is not 1972 where you could, or in the 60s where you could fill up your gas tank for, $4 or $5. I said, we're in the 21st century here, and take a look at the price on your pumps and the gallons. I said, would you do me a favor? I said, would you move this line along? I said, give him the guy his change and set him on his way.
Yeah. I mean, when you fill up with gas, the dollar figures spin faster than the gallons spin. I used to remember when it used to be the other way around.
Yeah.
And I just use a typical example. As I said, I drive an old 92 Buick. $20 used to fill the tank. Now I put $20 in, and I've got half a tank.
Well, so, I don't think that's because you're driving. I think it's because it's so hot out there in Phoenix. I think most of it's evaporating.
Yeah.
So maybe you should drive more often and get out more often.
Yeah, people have recommended, and certain medical professionals have recommended I get out a little bit more than I do.
Well, we'll get you over here in Austin, and we'll run your little tail off. How's that one? Hey, look, we did something here, and quite frankly, folks, I'll be honest with you. We have started a venture here, Republic Trading Group, of which this gentleman that I have online with us right now is the major contributor to starting this thing up. And there was a reason why we did this, because I had people that swore up and down to me, Robbie, that no, we're not going to go the same way. We've seen some people say with the Midas touch or, you know, they say that we've got the best price coins or whatever. No, we're not going to make the same mistakes that either A, we did before, or I've had the opportunity to sit back and watch other people, and I'll never make the same mistakes. Well, there's something about people with gold that somehow they end up, they try to make money, but they just kind of bollocks up the works, and they get further behind in delivering their product. Their prices are way out of line. There's one gold company that I will not mention the name. You know, while I drink my Swiss Miss cocoa here, that, you know, well, you can buy our gold, but please do us a favor and hold on to it for 5 years because, well, we charge you so much up front, sometimes as high as 30% on just the pleasure of doing business with us, that you're going to have to hold on to your gold for maybe 5 years to make it pay for itself.
Oh, sure.
We took a look at this situation, and I told you, I said, Robbie, I said, this is absolutely insanity. Why is it that these people cannot deliver what they promise, when they promise, and at a decent price?
This industry, and it's with all industries out there, there's good and bad, unfortunately. And there's obviously companies out there that hide behind the mantra of what I call patriots for profit. In other words, they have tapped into the patriot community, but they have no intention of giving anything back to the patriot community. They just want to beat their drum and wave their flag.
And take their money and run.
And take their money and run. And it's unfortunate because it puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth, because the facts are the facts. There's no question. People need to own gold, and they need to own a lot of gold, especially at this point in time. For a number of very basic reasons, your personal privacy is about to get shot. In other words, with Patriot Act 2 and the new intrusions into your financial affairs by various government agencies, financial institutions now have to vet all their clients. I mean, the days of privacy are coming to an end, and it's a serious situation. You got a declining dollar. The dollar is set for a precipitous fall. How far, how fast, I mean, that's up to speculation. It all depends on how foreigners perceive the current administration and obviously the implementation of these new draconian banking laws. And so the amount of privacy that people have left is minuscule, and a lot of people are waking up to this. And then as these people wake up to it, the first thing they do is they look for an alternative asset that they can convert their Federal Reserve notes into, that they know is not going to depreciate and is going to give them a certain amount of comfort and security in knowing that it's completely private.
A lot of people, Robbie, excuse me for interjecting this, but a lot of people don't realize that I don't care who they're dealing with. I don't care if it's any gold company here in the United States or in Canada. They're basically buying their gold coins and bullion from the very same sources.
Sure.
And what they don't understand, and they can send you out the fancy packages or give you little desktop things that you can set on your home office desk or your desk at home, and it all looks fine and dandy, but they have this massive overhead. And I want people to understand, when they call Republic Trading Group, and you're talking to Republic Trading Group here, that's Robbie Noel. He doesn't have a staff. He doesn't have a flashy building with secretaries. And
I have a flashy building.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just live in it.
Oh, you just live in it?
Yeah.
So you actually work out of your home office?
I'm in the middle of the desert. I told you this.
With your half a tank of gas, yeah, no, I've heard that.
I look out the window, I see desert, I see javelinas, I see coyotes, rattlesnakes.
But the point of it is that you have no overhead, so we can offer the same product that they buy any place else,
right,
at drastically reduced prices.
I'll give you a typical example. The most respected gold dealer in America is a company in California. They part and parcel of Amoc Corporation, the largest wholesaler in the country. They are offering on special the French Angel coins, And you can go to their website. I'm not going to give it out over the air. If people want to call me, I'll give it to them over the telephone. They've got French Angels on offer for $199. Republic Trading's price for exactly the same coin is $95. Big difference in price.
Now, there is, now France has some several different coins. They got a rooster and they got an angel, and depending on the year.
Yeah, the angel is the first in the series. In other words, it was minted prior to 1900. The Swiss franc and all the other European coins were all minted early 1900. This is the one of the few European gold coins that were minted prior to 1900. So they qualify more than anything else because these are in brilliant uncirculated conditions. They more than adequately cover and qualify for the numismatic title of collectible coins without paying the premium. You're paying, and I tell people exactly what you're paying to Republic Radio when you buy these from Republic Trading is that you're paying $5 over our cost. Cost on the coin is $90. We charge $5. Yes, we are going to get rich quick.
Well, a lot of people have not considered. One of the things that I have told people before, if you have IRAs or if you have a retirement account,
sure.
Yeah, you may take a hit on this deal, but I know a lot of people, Robbie, are going to go right up to the wire and hope that they can somehow guess before things collapse, and they will. I mean, this is not a scare tactic, folks. I'm not here to marshal you to dial a telephone number because I'm telling you tomorrow the world is going to end. I am not a prognosticator. I do not have a crystal ball, but I do know this. I do know that this economy will collapse. We're on the verge of it right now. I've been recommending for a decade now that people buy gold and silver. That and not to hurt themselves, you know, but bypass that 1 year buying that toy. Or maybe that next year that not taking that month's vacation. Or maybe not putting in that swimming pool. Put it off until next year and take your money and put it into something that has positively and absolutely grown. Another thing that, and I never thought about this until I was looking at our own website. A lot of people have taken out home equity loans.
Sure.
And they've taken out home equity loans to take vacations or buy toys or whatever they're going to use the money for.
That's the thing that's kept the economy going. There's no question about it. It's the piggy bank that people see in their equity. It's an ATM machine for a lot of people. And a lot of people have dipped into their equity to such an extent that, and it's the reason why the Fed's very reluctant to raise interest rates on any large basis, just simply because they know these people are so upside down in their houses that they'll just turn around and walk away from it. And there you have the start of the popping of the real estate bubble. Especially all these people that have just paid those interest-only loans, those kind of things, where they see they're upside down. It's kind of like what people did when they leased cars, when they first started leasing cars, and it was a really great concept, except after a few years people started to realize that they were so buried in in their lease agreements with the car companies that people just walked away from their cars. Same thing's going to happen with real estate. I mean, it's inevitable. It's already happening in certain sectors around the country. And so we are going to face the unintended consequences of failed foreign policy and unfortunately failed monetary policy under Greenspan. And so, you know, even speaking with Al Martin, and every week when I have him on the show, I always ask him about, his feelings about gold. Where's gold going to go? And the last time I asked him where gold's going to go, could it test $400? He goes, Robbie, you will never see $400 gold again in your life. So,
or anybody's life.
Well, so, I mean, that's a pretty strong statement to make.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, today we're sitting at $431.50. So he feels pretty strongly that we aren't going to see gold test at 400. As a matter of fact, the BBC reported today that gold prices could hit 20-year highs of close to $500 an ounce this year as its image as a safe haven investment returns.
In other words, it's the last remaining safety net for anybody out there. I see these Monex commercials. They're really loading up the airwaves. And they have this woman spokeswoman on that she speaks very quietly and shows you the pretty gold and how nice it is. I think it's the Canadian something harmonic, whatever it is. And they're telling you
full of money.
Yeah, whatever. And they're telling you to protect your assets. The same thing we've told them, but a lot of people won't believe it until they see it sandwiched in on Lou Dobbs or whatever on their cable network news.
People are realizing it. I mean, you know, obviously we've been doing business now for public trading for a couple of months.
But you've been doing it overall for 25 years.
Sure. And we're dealing with the largest, most respected wholesaler in the country. Last year they did $300 million in business. They got a standing current inventory of over $13 million. Since we've been in business, we've got well over 100 clients now that that have received their product in a timely fashion.
And then let me remind
you. They're very happy. Don't get anybody calling into my show saying, where's my gold?
Or my show, has happened since we were dealing with somebody that said that they had the best price on coins. 800-691-7898. And you know what? The more I think about this home equity thing, people out there right now, they may be maxed out. They may not have any room on credit cards. Maybe they're living,
The smart thing to do if people are sitting with equity in their homes. One thing I would say to them, it makes good sense. Take the equity out of your home, turn it into gold.
They're not going to lose, are they?
No. As a matter of fact, they make out like bandits. Well, especially if you get a 20%. Let's be generous here. Let's say if we get a 10% correction in real estate prices, it's going to cause major financial distress out there.
You can go to the website www.eaglesup.com. That's EAGLESUP.com for some of you shortwave listeners out there. EaglesUp.com.
All the prices are posted on the website.
Or you can go to RBNLive.com and just hit on the little banner we have, and it'll take you directly to that site. Or just simply call 800-691-7898, and you can even email Robbie, and that's right on EaglesUp.com.
Robbie@RBNLive.com.
RBNLive.com. Robbie@RBNLive.com. I like that. Robbie, your program's on this network from 2 to 4 p.m., and that is Central Time. Your first hour's on WWCR's 12.160. And I'm looking forward to listening intently to your programs in the future, because I know this thing's getting ready to bust wide. And folks, and if you don't take the advice of people that are trying to save you, well, then there is no salvation for you. Robbie, thanks very much, John, for joining us, sir.
All right, buddy.
Okay, fine,
bye.
Folks. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives.
Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.